pretty interesting. A lot happening here at the radio station. If you listened to Broomhead earlier today, we've continued to talk about the story of not only illegal immigration, but asylum seekers and the mess at the border. So earlier today with...
And we can all agree, by the way, whether you believe that we should give people more of an opportunity to come here, that we just can't allow...
Open borders.
Open borders. Right. That is something this can't happen. We need to figure something out.
Jonathan Lines joined Broomhead. He is the Yuma County Supervisor. He was in a meeting with Homeland Secretary Mayorkas. All right. Here's what Lines told Broomhead.
Our capital request was to complete the wall and to energize all of the resources, meaning specifically the lighting and plugging the holes in this area. He was able to see the assets, meaning the rusting sections of wall that have been sitting there since the inauguration, and committed to getting those taken care of in a really short period of time.
All right. So we continued the story today. We said, you know what, let's call up Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol.
Still a border agent, still goes out on patrol, still
puts the uniform on.
Yep. This isn't just a guy who's all bureaucracy and stuff. Nope.
So we asked Brandon, so you heard about what happened in Yuma. By the way, tomorrow at 5:15, we'll have the Yuma mayor on. But we asked
practice all night.
Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council. All right, you heard that. Is there some actual movement? The Biden administration is going to kind of fix up a wall. And here's what Brandon said.
It's a bait and switch. Are they going to fill in the gaps in Yuma? That's correct. They are going to fill in the gaps in Yuma. But what they're doing is they're asking the cartels just to move the traffic to another funnel spot. Again, it's not going to solve the problem. It might alleviate a little bit of the issues right there in Yuma. But in reality, it starts with policy. It doesn't matter if you fill in that in the gaps in the wall. If people are able to cross the border and claim asylum, they're still going to continue to come because that wall is not right on the border. So once somebody even sets foot into the United States illegally, I then have to take them into custody and I have to process them appropriately. So if they continue to release people under the catch and release program, that's a policy decision by this administration, then people are going to continue to come and they're just going to stand on the other side of the wall and wave their hands in the air, say, hey, here I am, I just crossed the border illegally, come take me into custody.
Yeah.
So again, it's a bait and switch. It just doesn't work.
But Brandon, you can't stop someone from claiming asylum because they have the legal right to do that. They'd have to change that, right?
They can claim asylum, but you can make them wait in Mexico under the migrant protection protocols. You can also hold them in custody pending that asylum hearing. So let's go back to 2019. Remember, President Trump also dealt with a huge illegal immigration problem. That's because Congress wasn't helping him. So he had to go it alone. And so working with people like myself, we came up with a plan on how to drop illegal immigration to 45-year lows, and that was the migrant protection protocols. And what we saw, once we changed policy, when we dealt with issues with policy, we were able to drop illegal immigration to 45-year lows. This administration has no qualms with doing what they're currently doing, and they're just going to give eye candy to, okay, we're going to fill in the gaps, but we're not going to do anything out in Sierra Vista, out in Douglas. We're not going to do anything throughout Arizona. We're just going to fill in the gaps because that's what people are seeing right now. That does nothing.
Talking to Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council. A couple quick questions. First one, and I'm a solutions guy. I think there's solutions out there, and I think that neither of these parties really are interested in solutions. Here in Arizona, even our politicians may be interested in it, but you know this, Brandon. In the political world, they love this because it's a great way to raise money. What is a solution that we could look to where you could go, that might work, besides just to stay in Mexico?
So let's even stick with President Biden's parameters, and there's a solution. What he said was he said that it's inhumane to make people wait in Mexico pending an asylum or deportation proceeding. So all you have to do then is have them wait here in the United States in custody. When somebody crosses the border illegally, as a Border Patrol agent, what I have to do is I have to process them down four different tracks. Three of those tracks ends up being released into the United States. Only one track ends up having them held in custody pending that hearing. So if we held everybody in custody, illegal immigration would drop to historic lows. And the reason is because people aren't going to give cartels thousands of dollars of their hard-earned money just to be held in custody and then removed from the United States at some point down the road.
But you can't hold 2 million people in custody, though.
Okay. But so there's that's the brilliance of this, is once you start holding people, they stop coming. You wouldn't have to hold 2 million people. Okay. All you would have to do is hold 2 weeks of people, and that automatically gets shut off. The microprotection protocols was like a light switch. The moment it went into effect, the moment people were not released into the United States, they stopped coming. And that's exactly what would happen if we held people in custody.
I live, as I joke, Brandon, in the Valley of the Dirt People in between Tucson and Phoenix. And everybody in my neighborhood works for the Border Patrol, but me, we have a station right there. And I will tell you this, I talk to them all the time. So my buddies, we golf and stuff together. They feel, as you said last week, absolutely crushed. No morale. They don't know what to do, and that nobody supports them. You speak to them. Is it really that bad?
All the time. Yeah. So I've got 24 years in the Border Patrol. I'm even though I'm the president of the National Border Patrol Council, I am still an active Border Patrol agent. So I put on a uniform. I go out and I patrol the border. I speak with these agents on a very regular basis. I have a lot of good friends at the Casa Grande Border Patrol Station. And yeah, we're defeated. You know, I got asked today if the Border Patrol is close to broken. We're past that. When you see a Border Patrol agent in uniform on government time, willing to stand up to a cabinet member and turn his back on that cabinet member, that tells you all you need to know. That's just like turning your back on the president in his face. That's how broken the Border Patrol is right now.
Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council. Last question. Appreciate you coming on today. For every person that gets caught, that surrenders, that claims asylum, how many get through?
Oh, so right now in the Tucson sector, if we're 40% effective, we'd be lucky, none of what crosses the border, simply because our resources are all being tied up in processing. We don't have enough agents out in the field to apprehend and detect those that are crossing the border illegally. And that's the scary part. Over 100,000 people were able to evade apprehension through Arizona last year alone. And that's what we know of.
Hey, Brandon, thanks for the chat. Appreciate it very much.
Good speaking with you.
All right, Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council. Tomorrow at 5:15, we'll talk to the mayor of Yuma. Will some of these changes help Yuma? That's the question. But is it going to help Sierra Vista or Douglas? No, probably not.
You know, Tucson sectors are going to help, like where I'm out in the middle of, you know,
nowhere.
The valley. There are people where you can walk across the border and there's really no pushback whatsoever. And again, you've got to enforce stuff, but if you say you're going to build some stuff and you're going to do some stuff, I want to see it, because you have zero trust currency
right
with most people when it comes to the border.
All right, coming up next, could Arizona parents, could a mom and dad go to jail because Mother Nature killed their kids? I'm going to talk about it at the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
Hey, coming up, we got Pop Quiz. That's how we'll end the show. True, false questions about the day's news.
True and false.
Get 5 in a row, win Chad's prize.
That's right. A book. I like educating you.
That's right. You're not just giving out candy bars here, man.
No.
You're educating people.
I wish I had some candy bars.
Right. We're almost done. Then we can go eat dinner, right? This is something that came down just a short time ago. Do you remember the awful incident? Was it last December?
It was December 2020.
Okay. It was in December.
Well, that's when they were indicted. I think it was 2019 is when it happened.
Okay.
And they were indicted in 2020, the husband and wife.
So it happened in 2019. We had an Arizona couple. And what they were trying to do, they were in an oversized military-style vehicle when they got stuck in Tonto Creek. It's northeast of Phoenix. And you're right, that was in 2019. And unfortunately, kids were killed.
Yeah.
The couple whose two children and niece drowned after they tried to get through that flooded wash.
Yeah.
Okay.
After they drove past the barriers.
That's the other point. They drove past the barricades, and they tried to get past it. They had a lot of people in that car. There were a couple kids that were, all four children were rescued. Three were swept away and died. So seven kids, man.
Yeah. Well, they had one of the, you know, it's, Again, my show, we have a part of our program, my morning show, it's called Nature Will Mess You Up.
Yeah.
And it's because nature will mess you up. If given the chance, nature was going to be nature. And there are warning signs that nature gives you sometimes. And the barriers should have been the second warning sign.
Yeah. So they were prosecuted today. So they're getting probation.
Yes.
It's supervised probation. All right. I think Daniel, he got 5 years. Lacey got, 4 years. And, you look at this and they were indicted in April of 2020. And
they pled not guilty originally.
And then they switched because they're like, we're in a lot of trouble here.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. There are people out there that want this couple to go to jail because it's like they killed their kids. Okay, hold on a second. Did they made a poor decision that ended up killing children.
But yeah. At no time did I think that they set out to go, well, hopefully we start with seven and we'll see right. What we end up on the other side.
Right.
I don't think there was any of that. And,
no.
And I think that they're going to have to live with that for the rest of their lives. And so are the other family members. But they also have other kids. As much as people want to punish, they have other kids who don't want to see their parents in a position where they're already suffering as well.
Yeah. Because there are people who, unfortunately, they leave their kid in a hot car, and we've seen that happen way too often. Sometimes those parents go to jail. Sometimes they do. And you have to ask the question, is it punishment enough that they've lost their child? And do you just, you don't take them to court? But here's the thing. If you do something, I don't know if it was illegal to, pass the flooded area. It probably was. I mean, if you had the barricades up, it probably was. But if you make a decision that leads to somebody's death, a lot of times you got to pay the price. Remember the police officer who shot somebody and thought it was a taser and because she was going to tase the guy, didn't tase the guy, used the gun. She got in a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And that court case just ended.
You've got to, and the judge, the way the judge looked at it is there has to be some punishment.
Yeah.
But he also listened to the family and says, I'm not going to break this family up. They've been through enough, but they have to have some punishment. And I think it was a measured response. I really do. I mean, when you read it and they seem like, they're definitely, this isn't like, virtue signaling or doing it for the cameras, putting it on, they're destroyed. They're going to live with this for the rest of life. The hell that they're going through is partially jail. But yes, there did need to be something.
Right.
And sending him to jail or her to jail or both of them and breaking stuff up.
Does that help anything?
Is that going to help? Especially the other kids. You got to think about the other kids.
Because the other kids are going through hell too.
Yeah, absolutely.
They lost
their brothers and sisters.
They lost a niece. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I remember when it came down in 2019, just an awful tragedy. Now, that roadway, that crossing has killed other people.
Yeah. And they've talked about that. They've crossed it before. And that's what happens, right? It's like people who want to wait out a tornado or, we've had 1,000 of these. It's not like that in a sense, but sometimes you get comfortable and we've done this before and our thing will make it.
There were five people who were killed in flooding before even 2019.
Yeah.
Isn't the state building a bridge?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Because they're recognizing there's an issue here.
Yeah, we got the funding. It's just a matter of doing it now.
There were plans to construct a bridge in the area, but I don't think they're doing it yet.
I don't think the construction started, but I think they secured funding.
Yeah. Probably part of that, we're building back better part one.
Well, then that would be something that would be good.
But it's also a warning. It's like people who get hit by trains, right? Not being pushed off by some lunatic homeless person somewhere, but you try to drive your car around those things, you hit by a train. I got to be honest with you. I don't feel sorry for you. You really got to try to get hit by a train. Never has there been like Gatos isn't walking outside tonight with me and we're talking and all of a sudden a train hits him.
No, you're trying to get past the tracks and you think you can do it and you don't know how fast that train is.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
You're Superman, something like that.
All right, so they're going to have probation.
Watch us go outside and a train hit you.
No.
I'm like, well, that was weird.
They're basically receiving probation in exchange for pleading guilty to child abuse. So.
And they're going to have to live with that.
Yep. All right. Coming up next.
Coming up.
Here we go. Pablo, open up the phones because it's time for Pop Quiz,
That's
baby.
That's right.
We've got true-false questions about the day's news. If you get five in a row, guess what? You win Chad's fantastic prize.
And it is fantastic. I don't give cheap stuff away.
No, he works hard on these prizes. If you don't get four in a row, I'm going to make fun of you and tell you you're dead to me. 602-277-5827.
You don't even know your rules.
Five.
You said four in a row.
Well, again, it's the end of the show. I'm out of gas already.
Already? I've been here for almost 2.5 hours.
I have to do two shows a day. You only do one. Five in a row. 277-KTAR.
Somebody's going to get hung up tonight after they said true, and it was true, but you're going to say, you're dead to me.
Well, that's the way the show goes, you know?
The mystery.
277-KTAR. All right, pop quiz coming up next.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
All right, it is time for pop quiz. 602-277-5827. All right, you got to get five in a row. These are true-false questions about the day's news. You get five in a row, you win Chad's prize. If you don't get five in a row, you will be mocked.
Mocked!
Mocked,
incessantly! Steve in Black Canyon City. Black Canyon City, still a great name for a band.
Fantastic. All right, Steve, you ready to play pop quiz?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's see. Secretary Mayorkas.
Mayorkas.
He promised to finish the border wall in Arizona. True or false?
False.
Oh, it's definitely false. That guy's a total zero. He did say he would, what, fill in a couple gaps here and there. Okay.
Lick a paint here, lick a paint there. We'll be good.
Over 3 million people crossed our southern border in 2021. True or false?
False.
It is false. 2 million. Well played.
Well, 2 million that we know of.
All right.
Let's all get back to that. Okay.
There's a GOP bill that would require Arizona teachers to out their LGBTQ students to their parents. True or false?
True.
It is true. Is that insane? What's his name again? Biden. Says
Harris. He likes to always say.
No, he said it once. Come on.
Oh, he said it the other day again.
He said it 100 times. Come on. President Biden says he will fulfill his promise and put a Hispanic woman on the Supreme Court. True or false?
False.
It is false. It is a black woman. All right. Four in a row for the win. Here we go. Minnie Mouse no longer wears a dress. She's got the pantsuit on. True or false?
True.
It is true. Give that man a prize.
Congratulations. This you're a winner. You get an awesome book. We got some cool books. You will like them. I promise you that.
Unbelievable.
We don't give away crap here.
That's right.
But it's fun. Right. Jimmy in Phoenix, would you like to be the next winner of the big show?
Yeah. I want to win those tickets to the Bird's Nest.
The Bird's Nest?
Yeah, I wish we had those.
Oh, my. Why are we not doing that?
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
That'd be a good prize. Super Bowl tickets too, Chad. Why don't you work on that?
Oh, yeah, Phoenix opened in a brand new car.
All right, here we go.
All right, there we go.
So we talked about Minnie Mouse.
Give a certificate to old Bear Jackson.
We talked about Minnie Mouse. That's another good one. She no longer wears a dress. All right, Pluto, he wears pants. True or false?
Yeah, let's say true.
No, I'll say you're dead to me. It's false. Pluto is, he's got nothing.
Joe, you're in Phoenix.
Hey, Joe, you ready to play pop quiz?
Absolutely.
All right. 2021 was the best year in the United States for economic growth since 1984. True or false?
False.
You would think so, but you're dead to me. It's true. Doesn't feel like it, though.
No, it does not. Donna in Buckeye.
Hey, Donna, you're ready to play pop quiz?
I am ready. Let's go. Let's try again.
All right. The GDP grew by 5.7% last year. True or false?
False.
You're dead to me.
What? One more. Nathan and Phoenix. We're going to try to squeeze you in. Go.
Nathan, here we go. Carrie Lake is the early favorite to be the GOP nominee for the governor of Arizona. True or false?
False.
Nope. You're dead to me. It should be false, but it's true.
All right. There you go.
She's actually losing ground.
Yeah.
In a new poll. You can look at it at KTAR.com.
He's rising like a salmon.
Matt Salmon is rising.
Robeson's right behind her.
Yep.
Man alive.
It's going to be an interesting year for
politics. Interesting year. Really weird. I have a feeling it's going to be weird.
I think it's always going to be weird. This is Arizona, man.
Right on. Crazy easy.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Deborah is in for Becky Lynn. She's got the 6 o'clock news thingy.